What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
So now, I want to talk about this guy that I have on the screen right now by the name of Fred the Godson. And, you know, I had tweeted out there any updates on Fred the Godson. And it was no updates. It was just nobody said anything. And then maybe like a day later, somebody had updated that he was doing a little bit better. His fever was down, but his kidneys were failed or whatever the case may be, but his fever was down. So, you know, I was like, okay, cool. And then the next day after that, I had seen reports that he passed. And then DJ Big Inf hit me. It was like he passed, and a few other people hit me like he passed. And I was like, you know, dag, man. Like, you know, it's just so messed up. But what I didn't do was, I know people were mourning his loved ones, you know what I'm saying? And I did have a relationship with Fred. I did, you know, I'm going to talk about that. But I know people be mourning, so I don't like to run to YouTube and run. You know, it is my job to report certain things, but being that people were mourning, I didn't want to just run to say, yo, Fred the Godson passed, and I didn't have all the facts. You know, it's just easy to say, yo, Fred the Godson passed from COVID. And, it, you know, I don't have the facts. I don't know. I don't know if his family was really, you know, notified. I don't know. All I know is what I'm hearing. The same thing happened to me with Nipsey, believe it or not. I remember what happened with Nipsey. Somebody called me. When it happened, and I was sitting there in shock. I refused to say anything because I'm like, you know, for breaking news, yeah, it's cool to break news, but when we're dealing with life and death and somebody passing away, we can't just be running out there and just, you know, telling the world something if we don't have the facts, you know. So I didn't have the facts, so I didn't do it with Nipsey, nor that I did it with Fred, but knowing Fred, so let me tell y'all, it was this dude by the name of Tommy Hedge. This is Forbes DVD days. Forbes DVD days started 2006. So, this dude named Tommy Hedge used to just send me mad emails of Fred the Godson. Fred the Godson. And I used to be like, yo, who is Fred the Godson? So, this is when Gmail implemented the Google message thing. So he used to send me an instant message. Every time I sign on, I would check the Forbes email. He would sign on, yo, when you going to interview Fred the Godson? Why you don't post none of Fred the Godson music and all that? And I'm like, yo, bro, I don't know you, and I don't know Fred the Godson. You starting to get on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you starting to get on my nerves. But every time I sign on, you sending me something about Fred the Godson. You keep talking about Fred the Godson. And I'm talking about this is like 2007, 2008. Like, you getting on my nerves. So every time, he was relentless. His name is Tommy Hedge. I don't, shout out to him. That was the first time I heard of Fred the Godson. He's getting on my nerves. Getting on my nerves. And I remember being, in a venue somewhere, and I seen him, and I don't know if he's I know he's just very short, so I don't know if Tommy is short because he was born like that. Like, I don't know. I don't want to call him anything, but I just know he's very short. But he was mad aggressive with me, yo, mad aggressive. And I'm like saying to myself, yo, my man, if you don't get out my face with this Fred the Godson stuff, you gonna make me steal on you. But I didn't give him that energy, but I was just saying it to myself. But then I respected. I'm like, yo, dude going hard for his man. He hit me on the email. He hit me on the message. He even see me in person and press me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, let me check out who he talking about, man. Because this dude going hard. Like, this dude was willing to get into it with me. Like I said, he was mad short. So it was funny to me. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of funny to me. So, you know, I checked him out, and you know, before I saw him, I heard him, and I was like, "Yo, dude, it's kind of slick." You know what I'm saying? Like, he's kind of slick with the wordplay. So it was kind of different to me, because I didn't hear somebody rap like this in a while, like with metaphors and bars, and then like the double and triple entendres. You know what I'm saying? And a double entendre is when something can mean two different things. One thing can mean two different things. A triple entendre is when one thing can mean three different things. You know what I'm saying? So I heard him rap, and then I saw him, and I was like, I know they gonna probably, you know, mess with him for the way he looked. Cause I was like, you know, he looks different. Like, he doesn't look marketable to me. You know what I'm saying? He don't. But then I just kept seeing him work. And then people would say, yo, he don't look like no rapper. He don't look marketable. And then I used to just see him rap. And then one day I met him at DTF Radio when I was there. Bad Boy Rome brought him there. And it didn't matter what he looked like no more, because his spirit was bigger than the looks. It was even bigger than the raps. Because, you know, when we look at people from the standpoint of, do they look like a superstar? Do they look like, you know, we, unfortunately, and it's whack to be like that. But that's just what we do, unfortunately. So, but his spirit was just so dope. Like, every time I interviewed him that day. And you know, he kind of told me like a little bit his story. And his story was so deep to me, and I was just like, yo man, this dude is, his energy, you know, and people that say energy a lot, energy, and energy is just your aura, just how when you walk in a room, how either the room light up or get dark, or just your spirit, just everything surrounding you. And he just had good energy, and then every time I saw him after that, it was the same guy. Now, for people who've been in this industry for a while and people who are just getting to this industry, you have to be careful, because a lot of times when you meet people, they not the same person every time. Like, every time you meet them, they have different energy, depending how far they get in their career, depending on what they accomplish. They either get big-headed, or they act like they don't know you, or just something weird. That's just this industry stuff. And me, I'm the same dude all the time. If I've known you for 10 years, when I see you on the 11th, I'm going to act like I've known you for 10 years. I'm not going to be on the 11th year like, yeah, I got this now, I accomplished this. So Fred, what I liked about him, he was the same dude. Always smiling, always happy, and he just wanted to rap. He just really wanted to rap. He really had bars. You know, so when you seen those cyphers and you seen them on Funk Flex and you seen them just rapping, just had bars. That was that, yo, he just had bars. You know, and that was just so important that superseded everything. But his spirit was just like, yo, this dude is just a good guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so rare to be in the music industry and just meet somebody that's a good person. No ego. But when he rapped, the ego came out with, yo, I'm nice. So when I used to say, yo, Fred the Godson is nice, and people used to say how he looked, it reminded me of my ignorance early on. And I used to say to people, that don't matter. Listen to him. And to be around him, he was such a beautiful person that, yo, he was beautiful because his aura, his spirit was just dope, you know? And I just really wanted to salute him. I didn't really, you know, I see some people saying that Fred is getting fake love from people. Nah, that love is real. He deserve all that love because, yo, he gave that. He deserve all the love. He deserve all the pictures. He deserve all the mentions. He deserve everything that everybody is showing him and giving him, you know, because he was just that dope of a person, you know. And then it superseded the lyrics is forget about it. But it, like I said, I've never met somebody in this industry that every time I saw them, they was smiling, they was happy, they took every picture, you know, did every cipher, did everything that they can do with the people and for the people. And it was dope, you know what I'm saying, just to know him. And then I interviewed him maybe 4 times. And one of the last interviews I did with him, he was at a spot called Chance 11 in Brooklyn. And I was like, yo, Fred, let me get an interview. He's like, "That's yeah, sure." So this is Forbes DVD. It's on ForbesDVD.com, the YouTube. So I said, "How did you get your name Fred the Godson?" Because when I hear Godson, I always thought of Nas. So I was like, first of all, I ain't gonna front. When I first heard it, I was like, "Godson, you biting." You know what I'm saying? You know, we real, real typical about that biting. Like, Fred the Godson, he biting. He biting Nas. So when he said Fred the Godson, I said, "How did you get your name? Why is your name Fred the Godson?" So he explained to me that he had medical issues that he's dealt with for a long time. So he explained to me how he had high blood pressure, he was diabetic, and he had renal failure, which is, you know, kidney failure. You know, and one time he went to the, and he was very bad asthmatic, and one time he went to his doctor appointment, and his doctor was like, "Yo, you know, you're not doing well." And his interview was out there. He was like, the doctor was explaining to him, like, you know, "You're not doing well as far as your health, you know." And he had a show that night. And his doctor went to his show. And she was like, she seen him perform after leaving the doctor's office. And she was like, "Yo, you like God's son, because there's no way that you should have been in the shape you was in earlier. But now you here tonight performing and doing so well. Like, you got to be God's son because he put you here for you and this talent." You know what I'm saying? So that was just dope. So when he passed, I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, like, that's crazy. And again, when it first hit, I don't be wanting to break news like that. I don't be wanting to do these things like this. But I actually knew him. You know, I actually knew him. Like I said, shout out to Bad Boy Rome. Shout out to, yo, listen, it's so deep because the TV that I have right in here, right now, I bought from his brother, Fatboy Izzo. Shout out to Fatboy Izzo. I bought this TV from him. 55-inch Samsung smart TV I bought from his brother. You know what I'm saying? Brother came to my crib with a 55-inch TV, and I bought it from him. So shout out to his brother, Fatboy Izzo. Shout out to Mr. Papers. Me and Fred the Godson was right there. Well, of course he was right there, but I was right there when Little Kim met Mr. Papers. We talk about that. You know what I'm saying? I was right there. So what's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates, your homeboy, your homegirl, or your significant other's listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as any other top audio brands you know. The newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for a conference call or binging podcasts like mine. You know, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, you should be binging that. Use the Raycon. Well, anyway, unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. You might hear me talk about the company was co-founded with Ray J and other celebrities like Snoop, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith are obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about. Now is your time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/DD101. That's right, buyraycon.com/DD101 for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/DD101. That's my personal link, so use that and you get 15% off your order. He had a show with Lil' Kim when she first was coming back on the scene. She embraced Fred. She ended up meeting Mr. Papers through Fred, and he was there. So I went all the way to the Bronx, got up with Fred. Then so it was like I said, I was around him. Been around him so many times, and again, the energy was just always dope. So we laughed about Mr. Papers and Lil' Kim meeting. You know, we laughed about that. Shout out to TBM, Tito, you know, good dude. And I know he's, you know, in pain. Shout out to Fatboy Izzo, his brother, who I interviewed also. Just shout out to everybody, his family, his wife, his children, everybody who loves. Shout out to Buddha the Future, another person that he worked with a lot, Buddha the Future. Shout out to the Heatmakers, who he worked with. He was at Eric Sermon Studio. You know, he really, really did a lot. You know, he really did a lot in this time that he was in the industry. And, you know, so I seen some people saying, you know, he deserved this, he deserved that. Why didn't this person sign him and all that? And, you know, for some people, it's bigger than getting record deals and sign. I'm pretty sure he got many offers and stuff like that. But, you know, he had his independence and more than anything, he had his respect, because the rappers, the people that he looked up to, the people that he respected his pen and respected his, you know, his gift that he had. So I think a lot of times people, we would like, yo, why didn't he help him? Why didn't Jay sign him? Diddy should have signed him. And then, yo, everybody don't want to get signed to somebody. Everybody don't want to be under somebody. Some people are happy in their independence, because sometimes when you get signed to somebody, you give up your creative control. And, you know, this dude got features from whoever he wanted to, did features with whoever he wanted to, and left us with some great bars. And I don't like remakes. I hate remakes. I hate songs done over. But he had did Just a Friend, Biz Markie, over. And when I first heard it, I was like, oh boy, I hate remakes. But I didn't hear it though. But after like a few, The Way It Come On, I was like, then when he started rapping, I was like, nah, I kind of like this. I kind of, you know, so, yo, he won me over. And again, just him being a dope person, a dope dude, you know, it definitely made me gravitate to the music a little bit more, because I knew he was a good dude. You know what I'm saying? A good person. And you're not going to find nobody to say nothing bad about him. You know what I'm saying? I doubt anybody would say anything bad about him. And, you know, he was definitely loved and respected by many in this industry. You know what I'm saying? Many respected in this industry. And I see somebody in the chat say, why must they die in order to get publicity? Well, publicity is, you know, it's the moment, you know, because sometimes, I find myself, I salute different people, but I might want to salute somebody, but, you know, it might be because I'm listening to a song. But, you know, we all going to get publicity when we pass away. You know, what other publicity we going to get? Because he got publicity when he was dropping projects. He got, you know, million views on Funk Flex Freestyle. Every freestyle he ever did got a lot of views. So it's not that it didn't get publicity. It's just that some people who wasn't looking in the right places, you was looking at something else. So it all get gravitated. You know, we all gravitate towards what everybody is posting at once. You know what I'm saying? But Fred the Godson is not a new Jack. He's not a new artist. He's been around for a long time. He's been putting out music for a very long time. Plenty of mixtapes, plenty of features, And again, your favorite pen in this music industry loves Fred the Godson's pen and respected that bar work. And shout out to 38 Special too and the whole Trust movement, because they was working. They put out some stuff too. You know what I'm saying? So if you really with Fred the Godson head, you already know. And even if you just getting on to him and you're hearing about him now and you're getting on to his music, that's fine too. Unfortunately, he's not here, but the energy never goes away because we're always going to hear his voice via his music, for one. Two, by purchasing his music and supporting his music, you're also going to help with the betterment of his family, his children, and his loved ones and the people he supported. So there's nothing wrong with learning about him today. There's nothing wrong with supporting him today. There's nothing wrong with listening to his music today. You know, you just heard of it. It is what it is. It you know, because I get tired of, you know, people saying fake love. And, how could you say what somebody love is fake? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, it is what it is, you know. So, yeah, it is what it is. But like I said, I definitely knew him personally and he definitely was a good dude. And we had a lot of, laughs, you know what I'm saying? We had a lot of laughs about certain stuff. And, you know, I didn't want to like him at first. I didn't want to, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did not want to like him. Because Tommy was getting on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? But when I met him and just got to chop it up with him on the camera and off the camera, and then just being around him a little bit more, I was like, yo, this dude is a dope dude. You know what I'm saying? Just a good person, you know? So being a good person, superseding and took precedent over this music industry and this business stuff. It was just, he was just a good dude. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. So I just wanted to say that I didn't want to be in the moment of posting pictures and, you know, everybody did what they did. So I'm happy everybody put him out there. I'm happy that for people who didn't know who he was, now you know who he is. You know, hey, you know, it's just messed up that sometimes we don't get to smell our flowers. But we also have to remember, some people never get them in life or death. So when you get them, you get them. You know, hey, would you want everybody to know, you know, as long as everybody know your name, you know, you become a household name. You know what I'm saying? You become a household name based off of, you know, what I don't like, even though this might be the case of how he passed, I don't want it to be caught up in this moment of, yo, COVID, you know, he's another catch. I don't like that. That's the only thing I don't like about it, because again, if you know him, you know his struggle and you know his life. He was very sickly already. So this might have magnified or, you know, whatever the case may be. But he already was living his best life, dealing with what he was dealing with. And I've never seen him complain about being, you know, asthmatic, of, you know, having health ailments. I've never seen him complain. Always smiling. You know what I'm saying? Always smiling and ready to rap. You know, I remember, you know, Charlie Clips telling me stories about battling him. Another rapper who I don't want to mention because I don't like him, but but he's from Harlem, though. Yeah, he was there, you know, because Fred used to run around battling too. You know what I'm saying? He used to go, you know, around battling. So, you know, shout out to him. And I put Remembered in Perfection because that's the acronym also for RIP. And Remembered in Perfection. Perfection to me is when we glorify what was good about them while they were here. So that's, you know, let's remember him and his perfect, you know, being perfect. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Shout out to everybody for rocking with me tonight. I'm not going to stay on here long at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stay in here long at all. But, you know, salute to him. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's not about me. It's about his family. It's about his loved ones. And I really wanted to speak about his life, but I didn't want to rush into it. I wanted to give his family time to process what happened. You know, this... You know, when people lose a loved one, you know, you got to get them time to probably, you can't be running to YouTube and coming up with, you know, because people will come up with conspiracies and all this stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, it's certain things to me, when we dealing with life and death, sometimes it's very, very distasteful. And I don't really get caught up in that. Not me personally. People do what they do. Salute to those who do what they do. But that's just not me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be distasteful. So it is what it is. I see people in the chat room. Y'all have no idea what y'all talking about. I never said I dislike Loaded Lux. I never said I dislike Goods. I'm not talking about any of them. You know, the person who I'm talking about know who I'm talking about. You know, y'all gotta stop speculating. But it is what it is. I'm not even gonna be negative at one here at all. Shout out to Lux, shout out to Goods. Yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, Fred, thank you for giving us the music, but most of all, thank you for being a good dude, always being 1,000 with me. Every time I saw you, always showing love, always just being a good person with me, you know, and that's rare. So I wanted to salute you for that. And I love that Just a Friend record, even though I hate remakes, but you made me like the remake of your record. So shout out to you. Shout out to Jaquay on the song too. Shout out to, again, I want to shout out the people who put me on the Fred the Godson. That would be Tommy Hedge. Going hard for him. Bad Boy Rome, DJ Blazita, Buddha the Future, DJ Big M for always being on some Bronx stuff. And, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, let's celebrate. You know, let's celebrate. Even though somebody passed away, let's celebrate and just remember, you know, the dope music that they gave and just the bars. You know, go watch the Funk Flex freestyle. If his songs is on the streaming platforms, go run them up. Go run the numbers up. You know what I'm saying? Go run the numbers up. You know, the Kim, remember the Kim Kardashian line? You know, he just had so many bars in line. We could go on and on about, because the last Funk Flex freestyle he did, I think he did two of them. The first one was dope, but then it was just one where it was like, yo, he styled on that. You know, and then we watched him get better. Like, how you be dope and then you get better as an MC? You know what I'm saying? So, again, shout out to Fred the Godson. Shout out to his family. Shout out to his brother, Fatboy Izzo. Shout out to his sister. Shout out to his other siblings. Shout out to, you know, Tito. Shout out to everybody who I know used to always, you know, big him up and support him. And it is what it is, but I gotta go. You know, I don't want to do a 45 minute long video regurgitating stuff about Fred the Godson. He's remembered in perfection. You know, that's dope. But I do want to get one of my homies on here, so let me hit him up and see if he's available. But I'm gonna close this out and get up out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Please share this video. Thumbs up this video. It is what it is, you know. And again, anything you see Fred the Godson, run the numbers up. You know what I'm saying? Because when we run the numbers up, definitely will help his family. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So I am Doggy Diamonds. I am out of here for now. I'm going to call one of my homies and see if he's available. Maybe I could bring him on the line and we talk about something else. So before I go, again, shout out to my sponsor for this video, the Ant Live Project. You can follow him on Ant Live Project on Instagram and Facebook, and also the antliveproject.com for the hoodies like this, t-shirts. I definitely got a hoodie. Like I said, I can't jump the hoodie off because yo, where y'all gonna see me at? You know, so it is what it is. But yo, shout out to y'all for always rocking with me and supporting me. If you did not subscribe, make sure you subscribe. If it's your first time here, make sure you hit the bell to get all the notifications when I went live. when I'm going live and all the new uploads. So it is what it is. And shout out to everybody who are dealing with what's going on right now in the world, who are recovering or who deal with somebody or have somebody who might have passed or got sick or whatever. Shout out to everybody again. The playing field is equal. Nobody's better than nobody. Nobody's bigger than anybody. We all dealing with the same thing. You know, so shout out to y'all. Stay happy. Stay healthy. You know, and stay positive as much as you can, even dealing with all of this madness. So that's what I've been doing. And stay busy, you know, and stay out the refrigerator too. Try not to go eat too much because you're not hungry. You're just bored. You're just bored. So that's why you're eating. So, yo, man, salute to y'all and thank y'all for tuning in. I'm out of here. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Peace. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds, No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.